Readers and moviegoers know Louis de Bernier as the author of the story of Captain Corelli's Mandolin. It's set in a Greek village during the occupation by Axis forces. His new book, Birds Without Wings, is set earlier and across the Aegean Sea. Alan Chews has a review.
Birds Without Wings takes us to the Anatolian coastal village of Escabarche at the beginning of the 20th century. It's a small but thriving place, with a multi-religious and multi-ethnic population, mainly Turks and Greeks, but also a number of Armenians and Kurds, Muslims and Christians alike, and a lively market where one of the main narrators, a potter named Iskander, sells his wares. The potter is one of a number of multiple narrators, telling us about the village and its inhabitants, his son Karatavuk, who grows up to become a soldier and fights the British at Gallipoli, and the boy's Christian friend Mehmetchik, whom he teaches to write. And we also hear about the village's richest man, Rustem Bey, whose first wife betrays him and who buys a concubine in an Istanbul brothel and brings her home to Escabarche. And then there's the Christian girl, Filite, so beautiful her father has her put on a veil, and her homely friend Drusula, and Mehmet the tinsman, and Abdulhamid Hoja, the local imam, and his beloved steed Nilifur, and Leonidas, the dissident Greek teacher, and Georgiou P. Theodorou, a local Greek entrepreneur, and the disfigured squatter known as Dog, who lives in some nearby ancient caves. And, well, this all must sound exhausting, but de Bernier portrays everyone in this large cast of characters quite memorably and illuminates their intertwining lives and fates to make a marvelously engaging story of a village and a place and a way of life that's broken only by a disastrous war, about which we learn a great deal. It's also the story of the rise of Kemal Ataturk, who turns his patchwork country into a nation of some stature. Among dozens and dozens of lovely chapter-length anecdotes, we hear the origins of the naming of a character called Ali the Snowbringer, who makes a living hauling ice down from the mountains. On the day of his birth, we learn, snow fell for the first time in nearly a century, leaving behind a new child and a communal memory that had the savor of those stories that tell of lost Edens and magical lands. The entire book has that same savor.
The book is Birds Without Wings by Louis de Bernier. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.